He's from Dillon, South Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. Stands 5'11", 180 pounds, can flat out fly. And as we say in the trade, the tape does not lie. Jabo Lee now joins us on the program. Hey, congratulations to you, my friend. I want to say to you, welcome to signing day 2013. How does it feel, my friend?
I feel real good now that all is behind me and, like, to be a part of the Bold family now.
No question. We're watching your film right now. Tennessee got in late on you with Butch Jones. What was it about the Vols that swung you?
I always wanted to go to Tennessee. They offered early in the season. So when they came back around saying that they was really looking forward to getting to me and giving me a chance to play for them for a spread offense, a fast pace, it fits my category, and I was all in.
Was the spread offense more attractive to you than what Derek Dooley was doing, the previous regime that recruited you?
It really wouldn't matter. The offense, I just wanted to be a Tennessee Vol, but now that they're doing a fast-paced offense, it's more exciting.
You know, looking at you on your film, I mean, it just your speed just jumps off the table. Is there anybody that you pattern yourself after?
Oh, no, not really.
Anybody out there particularly that you like, that you like to watch?
I mostly like defensive players. I like coming up, I always watched Eric Berry when he was in Tennessee.
Beautiful!
Yeah,
you like defensive players?
Yeah.
You like running away from defensive players, don't you?
Yeah, I like to make them mad. They got to catch me.
Your favorite type of defensive player is a guy that runs like I do, I would imagine. Hey, trying to dive at your heels. So now this is in the rearview mirror. The next step for you, Jabo, what's it look like? Walk me through the next couple months for you and then project forward for me.
I will be out of school June the 1st. That's when I will be on starting school in Tennessee. And as of right now, I'm still working out every day. I have a training, so I'm basically still working out, staying in shape. And by the time I get there, hopefully I'll be competing for the number one running back spot.
And do you feel pretty confident that you'll be here in the summer? You feel like you're going to make it? You're on track to make it?
Oh, yes, sir. The grade's not an issue. I will be there June 1st.
That's absolutely beautiful, man. How about health-wise? Where are you health-wise?
Health-wise, I've been running. I run every morning. Like, my trainer, he takes it. Like, no breaks. We always working out. So, health-wise, I'm getting back to the full potential speed that I had before. So, I will be back soon.
Hey, and how far away do you feel like that is?
The distance with the flu? Or are we talking about the injury?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about just getting back to full speed, to where you can go train full speed.
Oh, I still can run. I just have to work on the cutting on the dime. So everything is okay until working with the agility. So back in tech, it's all over.
And how far down the path do you think that is? I guess is what I'm trying to ask you.
Oh, I'll probably give myself 2 months. I'll be ready. I'll be ready before I step on campus.
Hey, I'm a name butcher. Am I saying your name properly, or is your name Jabo? Jabo? How do I say your name?
Jabo.
There you go. I always trust my first instinct. See, some other guys here were telling me your name was Jabo, and I said, his name is Jabo.
Yeah,
so I'm going to tell them to sit down and relax. Thank you. Hey, on the way out, man, I want to thank you for joining us today. And I really appreciate you taking some time for us out of your busy day. Congratulations to you on your great day, man.
Hey, thanks a lot.